We will continue on with Senate Bill 107, an act to revise and update certain provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Jeremiah Murphy. I'm the registered lobbyist of the South Dakota Health and Education Facilities Authority. That's an authority that issues bonds, borrows money on behalf of hospitals and schools and individuals in state, both nonprofits and public institutions. And we bring this bill. Last year, you passed a revision of Title IX of the Uniform Commercial Code. That bill was 165 pages. And you passed it with a delayed effective date because you thought there may be some tweaking needed in that bill. And so its effective date is July 1, 2001. So it isn't effective yet. During all of the time that that the bonds that that the authority issues for municipalities, for schools, for private corporations, we call them municipal bonds, those bonds have been exempted from the Uniform Commercial Code. They are today exempted from the Uniform Commercial Code. The new revision would not exempt them. And when we discovered that, we didn't really, I can't say that I read that bill last year, but when we discovered it through our bond lawyers, they wrote the language that's in this bill, and what it would do is it would continue the exemption in the new Uniform Commercial Code. I submitted that proposal to the Bar Association, and they submitted it to their committee that deals with these matters, and they had no objection to it. I didn't know who else to submit it to. It's been in the public domain now for the last almost 60 days, and I haven't heard a complaint about it. There are some lawyers that might word it different, but it's a difference without distinction. And what this bill essentially does is exempts municipal bonds, if you will, from the UCC as they are and have been. And why do we need this? Well, our bond advisors tell us that it isn't quite as necessary for the larger bonds, which come out of the larger systems like Aberdeen or Sioux Falls or whatever, but it makes the bonds of smaller institutions more marketable. And that would be like the Platte Hospital, which was sold to the local bank. It makes it easier to sell these to the local bank, or we can at least keep getting the rates we've been getting for those institutions. And that's the long and short of it. I understand Mr. Schmidt has a friendly amendment relative to another part of the UCC.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Ron Schmidt from PURA, representing the American Insurance Association. And we had an amendment prepared by Jackie. It's 107RA. I have copies.
Please hand them out.
Also have another handout. Mr. Chairman,
Did everybody get a copy of this?
If I might, Mr. Chairman, this is a very narrow, specific facet of what's referred to as the Uniform Commercial Code Model Revision to Article 9. And the problem is that the model revisions nullify and supersede standard provisions found in state workers' compensation laws prohibiting the assignment of workers' compensation benefits. And the model revisions also void certain anti-assignment provisions contained in structured settlement agreements. South Dakota last year enacted this revised model, and the problem is that the new UCC law conflicts with Section 62442 of South Dakota's workers' compensation law, and it also, of course, impairs the assignment of anti-assignment provisions in structured settlement agreements. And the purpose of the act originally as enacted, the Model Act, is to encourage assignments of choices and actions or contract rights or whatever. But the problem is that it contains a couple sections which are codified in South Dakota, the first being 57A9408, which provides that any rule of law, statute, or regulation that prohibits, restricts, or requires the consent of a government official to or an assignment or transfer of a general intangible is ineffective. Further, Section 57A-9-406 also nullifies restrictions on the assignment or transfer of general intangibles and invalidates laws or regulations prohibiting assignments. This Model Act has been adopted in a number of states, and this problem was really just picked up a year or so ago, and 14 of the states that have adopted the Model Act have adopted this proposed amendment. And, of course, the purpose of the anti-assignment provisions in structured settlements has also been previously addressed in this very committee in House Bill 1185, where it's pointed out that the factoring people try and circumvent these anti-assignment provisions. And unfortunately, the provision that I cited to you, 57A9408 and 406, actually nullifies our pre-existing statute in the Workers' Compensation Code that prohibits assignments. So it's a technical amendment, but it's one which we believe is very important in the public interest, and we would encourage the committee to adopt it. And I have passed out the two federal statutes that are cited, and you can see they apply to workers' compensation and structured settlements. With that, Mr. Chairman, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any other proponents? Proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Seeing none. Any questions of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move the amendment.
Amendment's been moved by Representative Broderick and seconded by Olson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing no further questions, we'll close the committee to public testimony for discussion and or action on Senate Bill 107 as amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move do pass as amended.
Due pass by Representative Olson, seconded by Representative Madsen. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. The due pass motion on the Senate bill as amended. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bagalka? Broderick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Glinsky?
Aye.
Hansen? Madsen?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Valandra?
Aye.
Siebert? And Knote?
Aye. That motion passes. Was it 9 or 10?
10.
10 to 0.
Mr. Chair, move consent.
Consent motion by Representative Brown, seconded by Madsen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Fantastic. We're moving right along to the last one.